together. The Lord bless you. Praise the Lord. The blessings of God, may they abide with us forever. Father, we have come on this very special marked out day. A day that will stand out in infamy in our lives, because it will be a day of transformation. A day, O God, of great impartation. A day, O God, that your anointing release will destroy every yoke and remove every burden. A day, Lord, O God, that your favor will be released, O God, upon our lives. For you crown our year, O God, with favor. It shields us. It surrounds us. It goes to fight for us. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for the grace of access. Lord, O God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving. And we thank you, Lord, that you have marked us with your name, that your blessings may abound towards us all the days of our lives. We celebrate your goodness, Father. We say yes and amen to your prophetic declarations over our lives this day. May every prophetic word of God be activated and come into manifestation. For you, the God who has spoken, shall bring it to pass. For there shall be a performance of that which you have declared for everyone that believes. Father, we believe. Help thou, Lord, our unbeliefs. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to a special time together this evening. Can you believe that we just started 2023 and the first month is already done with? How quickly the days are moving. But we also know that the blessings of God, the word of God says, will pursue after us and overtake us. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. The thing about the blessing of the Lord is that when it's pursuing after you and overtaking you, it does not leave you behind. It carries you with it. Amen? Hallelujah. So, you know, there's a song that I heard in Nigeria a few years ago when I was ministering in the church of one of our sons, and they said, singing this song, carry me the gold, Jehovah, carry me the gold. Yes. Yes. Let God carry us. Amen. Because there are some terrains that we cannot walk in. We need extra help. Amen. Does anybody here need extra help from the Lord? I know I do. I need the help of the Lord more than ever. You know, the challenges of this life are real. But more real than those challenges is the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, yesterday we were privileged to speak to pastors and leaders, bishops in the nation of Pakistan. We had a conference that they all gathered together in, and we're able to minister to them. And this morning we had another crusade when the word of God went forth and lives were touched. And last night we had the special gathering of those that had honored in obedience the directives of the Lord concerning their first fruit givings for 2023. And while that was very specific and a time of intercession and embracing the will of God, those that were not here were not excluded. You are not excluded because, as I said, by you not being here, you were obedient to the directive of the Lord. And God blesses obedience. Amen? And so whatever, you see, when the water rises on the seashore, all the boats on that seashore rise. Amen? Praise the Lord. Just by the fact that you are there, you rise. And just by the fact that you are part of this canopy, this tabernacle, this household of faith, nobody's left behind. I want you to understand that nobody is left behind. When we walk in obedience before the Lord, God's hand will rest upon every one of us. Amen? Tonight is the last night of our special meetings, and this year has been very different. The first week, we just had meetings on Zoom, and people logged in on Zoom. The second week was a week of special speakers, and then we went to the third week, which was a week of silence, of just listening. And then we went to the fourth week, where we did something that we've not done before. It was family week. Praise God. God had every week with a particular assignment. I want you to know that those were not my brain, you know, coming up with ideas. No. God was speaking very clearly, and I have to obey the instruction, because I believe that everything God said for us to do had a reason. Even if I don't understand it, God understands it. Amen? And the key factor is a letter that starts with O. What is that factor? Obedience. Obedience. Somebody say obedience. Obedience. Say it again. Obedience. One more time. Obedience. In everything God calls us to, God calls us first and foremost to obedience. Disobedience is what caused sin to come into the world. True? So it all falls, stands or falls at that particular point of obedience. And whatever it is, you know, the first miracle the Lord Jesus Christ did, the mother said, whatever he says for you to do, what? Do it. Amen? Just do it. And that first instruction didn't make sense in the natural. They lacked wine, and he says to fill the water pots. Now, those water pots were the water pots. You don't want to get anything from there. Those water pots were water pots that they use in washing their hands and their feet. How does that make any sense? He says, go fill those pots. And then he says, take water from there. Go give it to the master of ceremony. And the guy takes and drinks and says, wow, this is good wine. Wow. It was all about, say it loud and clear, obedience. This year, learn obedience. The one thing that the Lord Jesus Christ learned. What did the Bible say? He learned obedience. Praise the Lord. He learned obedience. By things that he suffered, obedience will bring you through experiences that you did not plan on. It will challenge you. It will stretch you. It will force you to do things that you were not thinking of doing, because it calls you to submission, to his authority. Amen? If Jesus is Lord over your life, then he must be obeyed. The Lord said, obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. So no matter how many sacrifices, no matter how much you give, it matters not much if obedience is not there. Somebody listening. Don't let it come through one ear and out the other. God is going to challenge your obedience in 2023. Not because he wants to just challenge your obedience, but because he wants to train you, train me. Because in obedience, we find safety. Praise the Lord. When we obey God, we will find what? Safety and security, protection and provision. I don't know where I heard this story or read. I think I might have read about it. It's got to be a few decades back. It was about a father that had trained and kept on training his son to be obedient and to be obedient right away. Because delayed obedience is disobedience. And been training this son of his, and one day they were walking by these tracks. Dad sees a train burrowing towards the sun. The sun was right there in the tracks. And he just said to the sun, "Lie down!" And the sun just poof, laid down immediately. And as soon as he hit the center of those rails, the train runs over, and if he was standing and thinking about, what is my dad talking about? He'll be dead. He laid flat, the train ran through, and he just stayed there, even after the train left. And then the dad said, "Get up." Then he got back up, and he was saved from destruction. When I read that story, so many years ago, I learned, if God says for me to do something, I need to do it exactly the way he said. It reminds me, the only ones that will be here today that were part of that experience are the lawyers, other than Mama and I. We had the meeting. And I don't know why I'm talking about this. I thought I would have said it for the last time, sometime back. But I recall, we were meeting in a school called R.F. Morrison Elementary School. The church had just started. And we were growing really fast. Numbers from 15, we were about 70 in about 2-3 weeks. And the Lord had spoken. He said, "I want you to move from the multi-purpose room where you are gathering right now and go into the gym." Now, the multi-purpose room was perfect. You know, it had different levels, and you can put chairs there, and you can sit on the chair or on the steps on the different levels. It's perfect. Sound quality was perfect. It was just the right place. And now God says, go into the gym. And in the gym, we're going to look like you know, a stamp, you know, will be lost in this big room. Man. So I mentioned to the leadership and the one who was supposed to help, who normally does the setup, I said, the Lord is saying, let's move into the gym on Sunday, which is the next day. We had this meeting on Saturday. I said, yes, Pastor, we'll do that. I said, please take note of that. I said, yeah. So on Sunday, I come and I'm walking, I'm going to the gym. The multipurpose room is here, and I look in there, and I see him inside the multipurpose room, setting up the sound system. I said, why are we here? Supposed to be in the gym? He said, oh, I was running late today, you know, and, you know, I had to set up right here, you know. I would certainly do it because I have to set up so I can go do my Sunday school class. So I said, okay, please, next week, don't fail. I said, okay. So we had a good service, at least so I thought. Looked like God's presence was there. The word was good. And worship was good, and everything was just right. And we're done. I go to the door, and I'm shaking the hands of the people as they were exiting. And as soon as the last person went through, I heard the Holy Spirit. Where did you have the service today? I said, in there. Where's in there? The multipurpose room. Is the multipurpose room the gym? No. And for the first time in my life, and I don't want to ever hear it again, it's like God yelled, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You think you are the boss here? You see all these people? They are gone. They are gone. They are gone. Oh my. I take off. I run into the parking lot and I'm grabbing people and I'm saying, please pray for me. Please pray. I'm bawling. Please pray for me. The next week we had the service. We dropped from 70 to about 35. The next Sunday, we're at 20. Are you with me? For decades, I did not see 70 people gather together. Again, it didn't matter. The ministry out there was big. You know, we're reaching lives out there as we're still doing today. But the act of disobedience is costly. If you don't hear anything else today, hear that. You must obey God and His instructions. Amen? Now, let me get real quickly to the word that I need to share with us quickly, and then we're going to have our time of anointing. We're going to have an anointing service this evening. It says here in Psalm 65, it says, praise waited. Praise waited. Praise waited. Praise waited for thee. O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. Two things. praise is waiting for you, and the vow is going to be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. God who answers, hears prayers, all flesh shall come to you. I want us to be in agreement concerning this today, that the God who hears our prayers will cause all flesh to come to him, that the family of God will continue to grow and expand because grace is sufficient. Amen? He goes on and says, iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. I have had iniquities that have prevailed against me. I've been missing the mark. And the things that I want to do, I'm not getting it done. I'm in a messed up place. But he says, as for my transgressions, he says, you're going to push them away, because God cannot bless iniquities and transgressions. So God, your help is going to come and eradicate from my life all of those iniquities and those transgressions. Amen? Then he says, blessed is the man whom thou, what? Chooseth. God chooses us. Praise God. Somebody say, God has chosen me. God chooses and causeth to approach unto thee. That is a special grace, that God will choose us and cause us to approach him, that he may dwell in thy courts, so that we can dwell in the courts of God. Then it says, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Did you know that there are blessings that God has in his house that you tap into? That's why whenever the doors of the house of God is open, that you need to be there, because there are things that God brings into your life, brings into you, impacts you with, that you don't know about. You're just going to see the manifestation. Last night we were gathered here together, and it was just like any other gathering, just like any other service. But there were deposits that God put in each one that was here that will not only impact their lives, but impact their families and impact other congregants together. Because whatever it is that touches me ends up touching you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he says, blessed is the man that thou choosest. God chose me and caused me to approach unto him. He chose us, caused us to approach. He called us into a convocation with him, that we may dwell in the courts of the Lord. In the courts of the Lord, the enemy cannot penetrate. Hallelujah. And satisfies us with the goodness of his house, even of his holy temple. Terrible things in righteousness will thou answer us. By terrible things. Now, that word terrible there, it's not like our present use of the word terrible, which is bad, but awesome. Amen? By awesome demonstrations of things in righteousness, you're going to answer us, O God of our salvation, who, watch this, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are far off upon the sea. God coming into our lives and giving us confidence, no matter where we are, whether we're in the islands or in the farthest parts of the earth, the confidence of God in knowing that you are secure and protected of God. And then it goes and says, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves and the tumult of the people. In essence, God says here, by his power, he's going to secure mountains, but he's going to impact seas. Now, when the Bible talks about seas, it's talking generally about people, not just the water of seas out there, but it's talking about people. So it goes on and explains, and the tumult or the revolt or the confusion of the people. There are things that happen around us, and God is saying, I am going to address every situation. So be at peace. He says, they also that dwell in the utmost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. The outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. That in itself is loaded with information. But let me just say this at this point. Every day, say it with me, every day, will speak well for me. Therefore, I must not worry about any day. Praise the Lord. Every day is supposed to speak blessings, pronounce the blessings of God, because this is the day the Lord God makes for us to rejoice and be glad. Amen? Then it goes on in verse 9. Watch this, and this is important. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest the earth with the river of God. Hear that? Thou visitest the earth and waterest it, thou greatly enrichest it, meaning the earth, with the river of God. Now, understand that when God is talking about the earth, that you as an individual, you included, because he made your body out of the earth. Amen? Now, what is God saying when he says he enriches it with the river of God? The word of God says that when we believe in him, out of our person, out of our being, out of our bowels will flow rivers of living water. Praise the Lord. So God is saying, I'm visiting you. And I am infusing you with the water of the river of God. Now, why is that important? Because the river of God, are you ready for this? The Bible tells us about the river of God, and I believe we've done a teaching on this in the past. The river of God, the Bible tells us that there are plants, fruit trees, planted on both sides of this river, and these trees produce fruit every month. And every month they produce different fruit. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? So just imagine this month it produced oranges. Same tree produces apples. And then it starts producing grapes and no, the sweet ones, not the... Oh, glory be to God. Yes, yeah, seedless. Praise the Lord. Every month, something new. Now, what is God saying? He's saying, hey, I want you to be filled with expectation because every month I'm going to do a new thing in your life. Hallelujah. So be filled with expectancy. It says, enriched with the river of God, which is full of water. Hallelujah. Oh, and I like this. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. In other words, God provides us corn because it is ready. Praise the Lord. A ready display. Hallelujah. Someone say, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. One more time, I receive it. These blessings of the Lord, I receive them now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Then it says, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Now, the farms here in North America don't operate with in this pattern, but part of the third world and in the days that prior to our present day farming method, you make when you're farming, you make beds, all right? And in between each bed or mound where you plant your seeds, there's those ridges. Are you with me? Okay. Now, he says, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. In other words, God is saying, I'm watering you and everything around you. Amarachu kataya. I'm going to surround you with the water of my blessing. Glory be to God. Someone say, I receive it. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Not only do I have rivers, but I'm going to be showering. Oh, glory to God. Thou blessed the springing thereof. What is God saying? I'm bringing you to the place of total sufficiency. Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. All of these things that we're talking about are the things that are going to be released upon your life as the anointing service starts. We are stepping into this realm of the supernatural in every area of our lives. And remember something about the Word of God. What God says, you need to confess. You need to say the same thing for it to be activated. So that I am saying it is not enough. You've got to say the same thing, because that's what God is saying. So I want you to hold this psalm very close to your heart, Psalm 65. In the next few months, if possible for the rest of the year, just keep on now and then come back to this psalm, Psalm 65, and read it and let God speak to you about it. But remember this, if you don't remember everything, remember this, God is bringing me to the place of total sufficiency. Amen? No lack. Hallelujah. And when lack wants to speak to you, you tell it, too late. I have all sufficiency. Amen? I have all sufficiency. That's what I have to speak concerning the church. We have all sufficiency. Amen? The challenges of the past years, that's past. Now we have come into our broad place. Hallelujah. I'm filled with expectation. Thou blessed the springing thereof. Then it says, thou crownest the year with thy goodness. This is the beginning of the year, the Julian year, and God's crowned it with his goodness. Amen? And when the year ends, it's still the crown. So from the beginning to the end, God crowns it with his goodness. And in between, all sufficiency. The icing on the cake. Hallelujah. You don't have icing on the cake if you don't have the cake yet. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the sweetness of this cake. It's good. Hallelujah. And the icing is amazing. Praise God. It's crowned with the goodness of God, and thy parts drop fatness. Oh, my Lord. And thy parts drop fatness. Now, this is not like fatness, like I'm weighing 500 pounds. When the Lord talks about fatness here, it's talking about abundance, prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, in back in Africa, when people, maybe not nowadays, but in the good old days, when they say you're fat, they're saying you're living well. Yes, you're living well. You're not skin and bones. You're living well. You know, they start touching and say, man, you're loaded, man. Well, God wants you to know, I have good news for you. You are fat. Praise God. And your path is fat. Hallelujah. There's abundance all around you. No mediocrity around you. No lack around you. Blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The life that God has blessed us with must impact our community. Praise God. Hallelujah. After all, people went to look for John the Baptist in the wilderness, because where he was, that's where the fatness was. Praise God. Hallelujah. People will locate us. People will seek for us so that we can accomplish the purposes of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because there's fatness. Hallelujah. Got a call the other day, you know, and to this particular nation. There are bishops that need to be ordained and pastors and key leaders. And they're coming from all over the nation. And who do they call? They said, the Lord said, you are the one who's supposed to come anoint these people. I said, well, I'm coming to your country at this particular time, but the time that you're telling me, I cannot come at that time and then go back again. He said, we changed the date. we're changing the date. When you get here, that's when we're going to do it. We're changing the date right now. Praise the Lord. It is the fatness of God's goodness on our lives that causes us to be sought after. Amen? Don't listen to all kinds of foolishness that try to mess with your mind. Just remember, I have been chosen of God. Is that what the pastor said? He chose us. And he ordained us to be fruitful. Praise the Lord. So that whatever we ask the Father, he will do it for us. Someone say, I'm chosen. Say it again, I'm chosen. Say it again, I'm chosen. And my life and my year is crowned with the goodness of the Lord. And my parts are dropping with fatness. In other words, wherever I am going, God's prosperity, God's blessings, it cannot help itself. It must mess everything around me. Everywhere I go, I'm stepping in the blessing. I'm stepping in the blessing. No, I'm not going to look for empty spots. You know, God says, I have too much. Just walk on it. Just walk on it. Just walk on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a bride when the flower girl is busy throwing the petals of the rose and whatever else? You see them trying to escape the flowers? Don't just step on it. This is mine. This is the honor that has been bestowed upon me. I'm walking on honor to be honored and to be elevated. My life is experiencing a transformation right now. Now I am single, and in just a moment, I am going to be married. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is taking us through this pathway. Remember what the Lord said, 2023, 2024, they are pathway years. And God is saying, I'm dropping fatness. Shalabote kishinima. God is dropping what? Fatness. Favor, prosperity, increase, transformation. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Blessings are pursuing after me and overtaking me. He says, they drop upon the pastures of the wilderness. Every time I read about wilderness, I think about Winnipeg. Because before I stepped into this city, I remember I can see myself now in San Bernardino, California. There's this ottoman, and I'm kneeling before it. And as I'm there, God's Spirit catches me up and brings me to a place that I was going to find out many years later. Actually, what year did I find out it was? I think it was 84, that I found out the place God brought me from California. From California, San Bernardino, brought me to Winnipeg by the Spirit. Brought me here at the corner of Pipeline and Adsum. I can take you to the place, I don't think I will miss it by 6 feet, by just gauging where the street corner is, where the building is, I can almost within 6 feet radius stand where I was. And it was a wilderness. A wilderness. The Lord asked me a question. Can there be life here? And I spoke back to the Lord in King James language. Thou knowest. And he said, just say, let there be life. And he said, let there be life. And boom, there's a city. I'm in a city. I look. And the vision cleared up. 2 weeks later, the Lord was asking me to come to Canada. And I was busy arguing. Oh, no, I'm not going to Canada. Why don't you want to go to Canada? No, there are igloos there. I've not seen an igloo yet. But I was right, it was cold in Canada. But I got here, still didn't know where that this was the place. Cutting a long story short, we just started the beginnings of what will later become Glory and Peace Church, Seven Oaks Evangelical Church. We're just doing Bible studies. And we had Sister Esme, I picked her up, and I had my son, Andrew, in the back seat, in his car seat. And as we were driving, there's this open field, and he starts pointing to this open field and says, Daddy, Jesus Castle, Jesus Castle. I'm thinking, what does this kid know about castles? And what castle is he talking about? There's nothing there. Jesus Castle. And we, Sister Esme and I start looking at each other. What is this kid looking at? About 2 weeks later, I'm coming down that same street, and boom, I'm back in the vision that God showed me in 1980. 5 years or four plus years before. This is the place. That's the building. That's the street. This is where I was. That's what this kid was seeing. Huh. The wilderness. So each time I see wilderness, I remember. He says, they drop upon the pastures of the wilderness. In essence, God is saying there are pastures here in this wilderness. And the little hills rejoice on every side. What is God saying? Everything around you is going to be celebrating because of the goodness of God on your life. I say in Jesus' name, you will be celebrated. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says the pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys are covered over with corn, the corn that God has already provided. They shout for joy. They also what? Sing. Amen. Everything around you, everything around me, celebrating the goodness of God. Do you receive this word? Then shout hallelujah 7 times. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, we're going to do 3 things now. First thing we're going to do, we're going to honor God with our giving. And then the second thing we're going to do, we're going to share in communion together. And then the third thing we're going to do is we are going to have the anointing service. And in this service, Mom and I are going to stand here. Our hands are going to be lifted. Praise the Lord. And then with your other hand, we are going to anoint you with oil. And as you are coming under this canopy that we are creating, it is like God counting you. It's like God marking you. It's like God saying, this one is chosen for the blessing. Amen? Hallelujah. So don't come casually. Come with expectation. The one thing I will say to you at this point is this. Make certain that when you come in underneath that anointing line, that you have in your commitment of your heart given yourself to the Lord and ask God to forgive, to cleanse, to redeem from all sin, all transgressions. Amen? That is important because we don't want what we don't want multiplied. Praise God. We only want that which God has for us multiplied. Verse 3 of Psalm 65 says, iniquities prevail against me. So God knows about that, that there are issues that we may sometimes have. And then it says, as for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them, what? Away. So, Lord, purge away and eradicate every iniquity and every transgression off of my life. I want to live a life of obedience that honors you. Amen? I denounce and I reject every presence of offense. Praise God. Any kind of offense that I'm holding on to, I reject it, I denounce it, I refuse to allow it to have reign in any aspect of my person. Praise God. All right? So let us honor God with our giving real quickly. And also get your elements of communion ready. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those of you that are on Zoom, online, YouTube, wherever you are, watching Facebook Live, you can also participate in this anointing service tonight. When Mama and I get down there and we put our hands up, by faith, see yourself going underneath our hands and anoint yourself with oil. We will be doing the same thing here. You know, we're going to just go like that, and as a symbolic act that you are walking under that covering. You've been counted for the blessing. So we're going to start with you. So get your oil ready. And while I've been ministering, I had the oil that we're going to be using on me. And I'm going to ask two people to help Mom and I today. I'm going to ask Bra Moses, and I'm going to ask Sister Loretta. I'm going to ask you to help Mama when we're ready. So you'll be putting the oil in her hand, okay? And Moses is going to be doing the same for me. Praise God. Did we all honor God with our giving? Okay. Mama, come, let's do communion together, and then we'll go on to that particular, the anointing service aspect. How many of you enjoyed the Tehillah night? Praise God. It's interesting. Every song that was played, now and then one of them will just pop up in my spirit, you know, and I start singing it. I don't know all the words, but I start, you know, it's just there. It's just there. Something happened. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's testimony time. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Do the body and now do the cup.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, the psalm we had tonight, there are many description of waters. So who can tell me three? Somebody shout one water you heard from it. Is that way? Huh? People, seas, rivers. What else? Showers. Praise the Lord. What else? All right, those three, if you remember that, seas, rivers, showers, but says it will do what? Drop fatness. Amen?
Amen.
So all that is to bring the fatness.
Amen.
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 So he said that Jesus, this is the bread. He calls this the bread. He's his body. So as his body, everything that has been causing lack, problems that are not going away, his body was paid for it.
Yes.
So let those things be broken off every one of our lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that's been persistent negatively by demonic forces, by you, by anyone, because sometimes we become our own problem. May God deliver us from all of it.
In Jesus'
name. By the stripe of Jesus, we are healed from all of it.
Amen.
His body was broken for it. May all those things be broken off.
Yes,
we take Lord. The full exchange.
Amen.
We take the fatness tonight.
Amen.
We take the rivers. We
yes,
take the
Lord.
Seas. We yes. take the waters.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, that everything will begin to drop. The goodness and our earth will begin to bring forth the increase mm. and the multiplication we need to see.
Amen.
Take in Jesus' name.
Amen. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
But the thing about the blood is that it is backed by the throne of God.
Yes.
It is the throne of God that was in contention. The throne of God is what the devil wanted. But what God wanted was you and I that were lost. And he had to present his son as a champion of the kingdom of God. And what was for contention was that throne. If Jesus failed, the devil becomes the almighty. But if Jesus wins this battle, the devil is forever defeated. What made this blood effective was that it was backed by the throne. And it was backed by obedience. Hallelujah. So as we take of this cup, let that grace of the throne of God, the authority of God, come upon every one of us. Amen. As we remember the Lord. Amen. And let that grace to be obedient to his directives and his guidance begin to flow through us, so that in every area of our lives, there will never be lack. Because as long as they were obedient, they were in Eden. Praise the Lord. May we stay and abide in God's Eden because we are consistently obedient. Take of this blood and drink. Oh, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Okay. Now, you know what to do. Position yourself in a line. And Mama and I are going to step down, Sister Loretta. You stand with Mama over there. Just to stay on the red line right there. Yeah. Okay. And you will stay on this red line. Yeah. Okay. In Jesus' name. Mama and I are going to be in the middle here. So you position yourself accordingly. No, no, stay in the way that you'll be able to put the oil in her hand.
Okay.
She will give you the oil. No, no, she's right where she is. So you stay over here, and you're facing me, and our hands are going to go across.
Okay.
And
she's directly facing you, that's
okay. Huh? You put in my hand. Yeah.
So you want the camera to be taking my butt also?
Oh, we're going to go on that side? You want to go on that side?
Nobody's taking. Glory be to God. Okay.
Yeah,
no, just put. Thank you. For those of you that are online, be ready. In just a moment, you're going to just move symbolically across. Okay. Praise God.
Which hand are we joining at left? Okay. So you're just walking through.
Just wait. Go back. We are going to do those who are online first.
That's what I mean. So how we do that?
Like this. Yeah. You're using your right hand too. No. Stay where you are.
Am I going to stretch my hand so the people online?
Just, you're going to go like this. Yes. No, no.
Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
You guys ready online?
All right.
Okay. In the name of Jesus, we anoint you. We anoint you. We anoint you. Come forth by the grace of the living God. In Jesus' name, let the word of the Lord be fulfilled in your lives, to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Come. Amen.
If you're tall, please just bow. I'm not as tall, so please.
In Jesus' name, you are blessed. In Jesus' name, you're blessed. In Jesus' name, you're blessed. In Jesus' name, you're blessed.
Bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name, you're blessed. 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 Okay, you guys can go. Okay. In Jesus' name, you're blessed. In Jesus' name, you're blessed. Amen. Praise God. In Jesus' name, you're blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God glory for this wonderful time that we're able to spend with you in the presence of the Lord. And thank God our arms lasted. Amen. Praise God. You know, when the Lord says do something, you know, sometimes it looks easy. And sometimes it's not as easy. But we are glad that we're able to anoint you today. And remember Psalm 65. It's the word of the Lord for you. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we thank God for strength in our arms.
Amen.
Because I wasn't sure how I'm going to keep my hand up like that. For me, so praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the anointing did that. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
I didn't feel any tiredness, so praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was more concerned about you. You were going like this.
Okay.
And I thought, we always play, so praise the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. All right. All those online, Minister Colette, I'm sure Brother Dean is working, yes. So bless you. Hi, Minister Dean, bless you.
Children were there.
Sister Aline, bless you.
Amen.
Is that Candace? Bless you. I see you in the background.
Yes.
Well, greet Ariel. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
So you guys did your part. You, by faith, went under the canopy.
Yes,
awesome.
Yes.
Praise God.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And we stretch our hands to all extended families.
Yes.
All over that are connected to this ministry, that are far away, that the hand of the Lord, what he has given us tonight, will be their portion.
Amen.
Also in Jesus' name. I just did.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the
Lord. Amen.
No matter where you are, if you're in North America, South America, Central America, Africa, Europe, East or West, wherever you are,
Amen.
God's power is present with you.
Amen.
Because he says in the psalm, the islands of the sea and the farthest points of the earth, God's power has been released unto you.
Amen.
Enjoy the fatness of God.
Amen.
You and your household.
Amen.
Amen.
You are reaching a lot of people, glory and peace, you know, because just this week I was talking to someone. I said, where have you been? I've not talked to you for a long time, you know, years. I said, but I see you every week on Facebook. And I said, wow. So praise the Lord. So you are reaching.
Amen.
You are reaching people. So we give God all the glory. So they are all included.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
so
God.
All of us will rise. The boat rise in the sea, we all rise.
Amen.
Expect your miracle.
Amen.
So apostles say, pray Psalm 60.
Five.
So pray and begin. Just give thanks. He said, praise await you. So that's how I started.
Yes.
Oh God. So learn to praise him.
Amen.
Sing your own song to the Lord. That's the sweetest one. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's
you guys are looking really
are there. Oh, my
amazing.
Goodness. Hi. Oh, my goodness. Joshua,
you
are becoming so tall.
Yeah.
Brock.
Live
and Elliot, bless you.
And
we'll see you guys soon.
Tomorrow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shalom, everybody.
Blessings,
have a blessed night.
Shalom.
All right.
Amen. Good night. Leaders, see you tomorrow night. Amen. Preferably in person. Hallelujah.